Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our morning service for Sunday, the 17th of January, 2021. First of all, a little story before the reading. It's about a woman who walked into her bathroom at home, and as she did, she saw her husband weighing himself on the bathroom scales. And as he weighed himself, he sucked in his stomach. And the woman thought to herself, he thinks that he'll weigh less by sucking in his stomach. So the woman sarcastically said to her husband, that's not going to help, is it? Her husband said, yeah, of course it will. It's the only way I can see the numbers these days. The reading. Philippians 3, 12 to 14. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The beginning of a new year. It's unusual. In that more than any other time of the year, most people take a few minutes to evaluate their lives. They might ask themselves, have I reached my goals? Do I need to change some things? Can I do better? Are there some things I need to stop doing? But many Christians haven't set any goals in a long time, especially last year, because we're content with where we are. We feel we can't get any better, or we feel like our best days are behind us. God is not pleased with this attitude. God is saying to you today, don't let your memories become bigger than your dreams. So why do people live in the past? Well, it might have been a really good past. Some of you have had a great life and above average accomplishments. You may feel that there's no way your future is going to equal your past. So you'll settle for reminiscing about the past. It might have been a really bad past. Others of you have suffered through tragic events that devastated you or humiliated you. You may feel that a positive future isn't now possible for you. You might feel older. The fact that your life seems almost over or that you have serious physical limitations may make you assume that looking to the past is the only and best option for you. But many people have accomplished great things in spite of old age and bad pasts. Examples of older people achieving great things. At 71, Katsusuke Yanigawasawa, a retired Japanese schoolteacher, became the oldest person to climb Mount Everest. At 72, Margaret Ringenberg flew around the world. At 75, cancer survivor Barbara Hillary became one of the oldest people and the first black woman to reach the North Pole. At 77, John Glenn became the oldest person to go into space. At 88, Michelangelo designed a massive cathedral. At 92, Paul Spangler finished his 14th marathon. At 93, P.G. Wodehouse worked on his 97th novel, and he was knighted. Moses led Israel until he was 120 years old. John wrote the book of Revelation when he was 90. Abraham offered Isaac when he was over 110 years old. Anna prophesied over baby Jesus when she was 104. All these people didn't let their memories get bigger than their dreams. Others overcame bad pasts. Think about Rahab, David, Mary Magdalene, Simon Peter. They didn't let their defects set them back. Memories shape who we are today. Dreams shape who will be tomorrow. Let's have a look at Paul for a moment. The Apostle Paul told us that at this stage of life he was forgetting what he'd already done and looking forward to what he might still do in the future. So what had Paul done by this time? He'd headed up 3 missionary crusades in many countries. He'd brought revival to most of the Roman world. He'd stood before slave and emperor alike. He'd been persecuted. He'd suffered terribly. He'd seen outstanding visions of Christ and heaven. And yet he says, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of what God wants me to accomplish. If Paul hadn't, then we certainly haven't. Begin to live the dream. Leave some things behind. Leave your resentments behind. We all have someone who has hurt us or mistreated us. The unforgiving heart continues to live in the past. We cannot erase our memories, but we can let the offence go. We can forgive. Leave your worries behind. Worries are very much like rocking chairs. They give you something to do, but they never take you anywhere. Habitual worrying is life-controlling and damages our health and our relationships with ourselves, with others, and with God. Give it up. Leave your failures behind. We get discouraged because we have failed. But have we failed in God's eyes? God is the God of new beginnings. If we ask, he will give us a clean slate to begin 2021 with. Would you like to start over? You can with God. Leave your guilt behind. You never have to feel unworthy again. You never need to feel inadequate again. Christ in you is the hope of glory, the key to God's glorious future for you. Take Jesus' hand and walk into a new future. A final story. A violinist announced he would play a concert on a £1 million Stradivarius violin. The hall was filled and the violinist began to play. The music was so sweet. The violin cried like a baby, sang like a bird, laughed like a child. The crowd was enraptured. Oh, did you ever hear such music? Oh, what a priceless violin. When the thunderous applause died down, the violinist took the violin and smashed it to pieces on the floor. They shouted, he's crazy, he's mad, he's breaking a £1 million violin, what is he doing? But the violinist reached behind him and pulled out another violin and smiled and said, ladies and gentlemen, you thought I was playing on a £1 million violin. It was a fiddle and it cost me £50 from a charity shop. This is how a £1 million violin sounds. He played. The music wasn't any sweeter. The sound wasn't any better. Do you know why it's no better? He said. Because it's not the violin, but the person who draws the bow that makes the music. It's the same with us and God. It's not what gifts you have, but allowing God to use the gifts through you. So seize your opportunities. Each new year, God gives us new opportunities to work for him, to advance the kingdom, to win souls, to move the church forward in revival. The question is, are we ready to run with our opportunities? Maybe last year didn't turn out the way you'd have liked. Let's start today and put the past behind us and make a positive jump into the new year of 2021. I want to encourage you that God knows what he's doing. Let's pray and ask God to make 2021 the greatest year of our lives. This truth should motivate us to run with endurance the race that is set before us. Run the race, and God bless you all. Amen.